Welcome to the Commitment to Excellence podcast. Thanks for joining me. My name is Sean Quimby. I am a licensed clinical social worker with roughly 25 years of experience. This is a podcast to help you and me make a commitment to excellence, to be the best that we can be at anything and everything we choose to excel at. So this episode today, this is going to be episode 20. This is going to be a bonus double episode week, I believe. I'm recording this about a week and a half or so-ish before it's going to get posted. This is a very big deal for me because I'm finally getting ahead on episodes. So I've got a, if I get hit by a truck, I'm going to have one in my back pocket, or something comes up or whatever, it's going to be good. I need to get ahead and stay ahead because summer is coming and my weekends will be devoured by softball and lawn mowing and various other projects that I have lined up for the summer. So we call this episode 100 days. I am recording this on the 100th day of the year. So what does that mean? It means like the first quarter has just ended. So I've talked about this before. I look at my goals and objectives. I break them into quarters and I assess on a monthly basis and a quarterly basis. So I'm going to do my, I've been doing sort of a monthly goal check-in. So that is what today is going to be. Just a quick check-in episode around my goals and objectives, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time going into them. You can go back and listen to previous episodes where I talk about this stuff, but just generally speaking, I had set myself 6 goals that I shared publicly. I've got one or two other ones that are kind of, I'm keeping them on the down low for the time being, but I'd set a goal to have 225,000 calories for the year, roughly 56,250 per quarter. These are the calories that I want to burn from exercise, where I start my watch and I do a workout, stop the watch. So these are actively recorded calories from a workout. I'm crushing that goal, which I had a feeling that one was going to be easy. I felt like maybe I was too low on that, so I probably have to adjust and bump it up to like 250,000, 275,000, something like that. But I'm a big boy, so I burn a lot of calories. So that's good. That's a win. I'm excited. I'm making good progress on that despite some setbacks where I haven't been able to work out for just, I was sick for 3 weeks. And then I had a minor surgery, but I couldn't lift for a week or so. So anyway, no excuses, just, bumps in the road, got to adapt and adjust, but I'm crushing that goal. So then I had a weight loss goal. I roughly wanted to lose 83 pounds this year. I am not doing well on that one. Not even close. It's not a lost cause yet, but I could just say, I lost and I'm not going to do it and give up and say to heck with the rest of the year. I'm not going to do that. I am going to get refocused and adjust and figure this out and come up with a more realistic and likely number. I probably need to cut that number in half. However, if I lost 40 pounds this year, that would be a pretty big win. So that's great. I'm not letting that get me down. It is what it is. I just need to make progress. I need to get refocused. If you listen to the last episode, I was talking about motivation versus discipline and, the area that I have been struggling with specifically. That's it right there. I got to get focused. I got to get back to my why and really dial that discipline in. Next goal was 1,000 foot miles, so I'm going to walk 1,000 miles this year with my feet, either on the treadmill or outside, or not counting bike miles or anything, like just walking, hiking, whatever. Recorded miles that I set out and track with some kind of GPS tracking. I'm off on that too, but it's still doable. I gotta have a good summer of cranking out some miles to hit it, but it's still doable, so I'm not throwing that away yet. One quarter down, I got three quarters left to go. I gotta get focused on that. Next goal was a weekly podcast, so minimum one a week. I said I was gonna put out one every Monday. I have done that so far. This is episode 20, so I've put out at least one a week, and this will either be the second or third week that I've put out two. So that's good. I'm excited about that. I'm crushing, and that this is probably my most or second most important goal. If I was going to prioritize them, I would probably put this one, and I certainly have. You know, just in terms of allocating my time and focus, I have definitely everything that could get moved to make sure that this happened has been done. So this has clearly been, you might think, well, no, you just got to record one podcast a week. Yeah, no, that's right. But I still get a full-time gig and, a family and other things and, you know, the week that I had surgery, recording a podcast was not a joy. It's really not the recording that's the problem. It's the editing, I would say. Although I'm getting better. The last two episodes, I probably cut my editing time in half. And I don't know if that's because I've started to get less picky or I like to think it's because I'm speaking a little more clearly and not throwing in a lot of ums and ahs and you knows and likes. And it's funny sidebar on that. I notice that so much more now when I speak, every time I say like, or, you know, I notice it because I'm thinking I got to edit that out. I can't edit my real conversations. Obviously interesting. The things that you pay attention to when you have to start editing yourself and really listen to how you speak and the little odd things that you say and how you say things is just really interesting. So the editing is really what takes the time. So the next goal that I had talked about was finishing this book. I've mentioned before that I'm writing a book that, again, I don't know if anyone's going to want to read it, but I wanted to write it. It's rough draft, like first go through is done. So I did, and that was my goal, to get that done. So now I have to go back and refine it. And to be completely honest, I haven't touched it probably since January or maybe February. So to come back to that, probably this summer sometimes I need to go back. I feel like stepping away from it for a bit is going to be a smart play, but you run the risk of never going back to it. So I don't want to step away from it for too long. I need to get back to it. And, you know, I don't know what I'll ever do with it. At a minimum, it's something for my kids and my family and maybe some loved ones and whatnot. But, at a maximum, maybe I'll do something with it. So anyway, there's that. And then my last goal was just to be super productive with my time, very deliberate with my time, how I'm approaching things. And I'm not perfect with that, but I'm doing really well. And it's a poor goal, right? We've talked about this before as far as goals go. It's super vague. It's not measurable. It's just a really poor goal. But I know what I mean. What I mean is, am I spending 5 hours a day watching TV? Am I spending 2 hours a night watching YouTube videos before I go to bed? Unless I've got a good reason, that is a poor use of my time. If I'm not sitting watching a movie with my family, that is a poor use of my time. If I'm not sitting having dinner watching softball with my wife and my daughter, that is a poor use of my time. I need to be doing something productive. I need to be working on the podcast. I need to be getting chores done. I need to be working out. I need to be, I got a project that I'm working on right now. Like, these things need to get done first. If there's any time left over for TV or anything like that, other than when I've been recovering from my illness or my little surgery that I just had. That's about using my time well, which I think is insanely important. I think about how much time I have wasted in my life watching TV, or when I was in college playing video games. I didn't play video games for long. So I learned very quickly that video games were a pit of hopeless despair. So I had to get away from that. And I did, and I'm glad I did. I hope you do too. How are you using your time? Who am I spending my time with? And to be fair, I don't do enough social stuff probably, but it's just not where I'm dividing up the pie at this point in time. I'm working on projects. I'm doing family stuff. I'm playing softball. I'm traveling to see my son, doing things with my son. That's where my focus is right now. And I'm okay with that. Like, I feel like that's how it's supposed to be. So there'll come a time, my son's in college, my daughter's in middle school. They'll be gone someday, and I'll have plenty of time to socialize and go fishing or do whatever it is that I feel like doing, woodworking, whatever. For now, I got to stay focused on family, stay dialed in. That's where it's at. I guess the moral of the story here for me is 100 days of the year have gone by. So there's little talks for me, but it's for you too. What have I done with the first 100 days? Have I been successful? I don't know. If I had to give myself a grade, probably give myself a B, maybe a B minus. I don't know. You're somewhere in that range. Like, I'm doing all right. I'm not crushing it and killing it. I'm not knocking it out of the park. I definitely don't have an A plus. I'm doing all right. I'm making some progress. I'm doing some things that I wanted to do, that I said I was going to do. Every one of these goals, except maybe my weight loss goal, is still realistic. But my weight loss goal was probably unrealistic to be, 80 pounds, 83 pounds in a year. It's probably too much. It's probably not sustainable. Now, I'm making excuses right now, right? Like, I'm letting myself off the hook, which is probably not a good thing to do. But it doesn't change the fact that 80 pounds in a year for a middle-aged guy is probably a pretty big lift. When I was 28, maybe I could have pulled that off. I don't think I can now, but clearly I can't because I haven't done it. So I've failed miserably on that. The rest of my goals I can still get, or I've got them already, like in the bank. So, yep, B minus, something like that. So I've used the first 100 days of the year fairly well. Could I have accomplished more? Sure. I mean, it would have helped a lot to not be sick for 3 weeks. I could have not had that surgery, which I couldn't lift for a week. I could walk, so I got a ton of miles. I actually gained a fair amount of mileage gains in that week because I focused on walking, so that was good. Have I used my time? I've 100 days of 2024 gone. They're never coming back. What have I done with it? Here's the million-dollar question if you're listening. What have you done with it? If 2024 was a pie, a quarter of the pie has been eaten. You got three-quarters. The good news is you've got three-quarters of the pie left. The bad news is a quarter of it's gone. You're never getting it back. It's just gone. Now what are you going to do with the last three-quarters that you've got? Got an extra day this year, 366 days this year because there's a leap year, so that's bonus. You get an extra day. What are you going to do with the other 266 days? I'm going to refocus on my goals. I'm going to keep plugging forward. I'm going to try and crush them, knock them out of the park. I don't know how many days I have left. I have got stuff to do. I have things to accomplish. I can be better than I am right now. I would pretty much guarantee it's the same for you. What are you doing with your time? How are you using it? How are you coming along on your goals? Did you set any goals for this year? How are you making progress? How are you moving forward? What have you done? I'd love to hear what you've done. I know I see people. There's people that I know that are crushing it, killing it. I'm hoping very much. One person in particular, well, there's a handful of people that I'm gearing up the courage to start asking people to come on and do interviews with me. So if I hit you up, I've already kind of sort of hit up one person. So let's see how it goes. There's another person local that's just killing it right now, doing some really cool stuff that I'm about to conjure up the courage to see if I can get him to come on and talk. And there's one or two other people that I've kind of talked to about it a little bit. So hopefully we can start having some longer conversations with people other than me, so I can bring you some other thoughts and perspectives, and then I can reflect on those conversations. I think it'll be a really good, be a great learning process for me. And my hope is that it will be a great learning process for you all. So these are the next phases for me in terms of like bringing the podcast to where I want it to be, start having some guests, conversations. This is the next step. So that's how I plan to use my time for the rest of 2024, is to start expanding into that process, keep doing what I've been doing. And what are you doing? What have you accomplished? If you don't have some stuff to rattle off, man, or gal, or whoever you are, you've squandered 100 days of your life. Now, most of you haven't done that, right? If you're listening to this, I am guessing you're not someone that's just sitting around watching TV. If you are someone that's just sitting around watching TV, I would strongly encourage you to stop doing that. Get up off the couch and start doing some stuff. I suspect you're better than that. I suspect that you have more to offer yourself and to the world and to the people that love you than to just sit around on the couch. So what have you accomplished? Like, rattle off some stuff. What have you done? Are you better or are you worse than you were 100 days ago? You know, I would argue in some ways, you know, we're all getting older and it hasn't been a great 3 years, I would argue. But what are you doing to move forward? Are you controlling the things that you can control? Because that's, in the end, that's all we can do, right? Is control what we can control. About 100 days of 2024, what have you done with it? You've got 266 left. What are you going to do with it? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep going. Got giving myself a B, B minus right now. See if I can get it up. Probably I can't get an A plus anymore, but I can get an A minus. That's progress, man. All right, that's all I've got to say for this week. I just want to get a second episode out, make it a quick one, add a little extra value, hopefully reflect on my goals for me and for you. That's where I'm at. Where are you at? I want to know. I want to hear. Tell me what awesome stuff you're doing. Comment. Hit up the Facebook page. Shoot me messages. Commitment to Excellence on the Facebook group. And A Commitment to Excellence on Instagram. That is my preferred place for you to connect with me, but send me private messages, whatever. I don't care. I want to hear what you're doing to get after it. Some of you, I see what you're doing, especially if you're putting it out there in the world. And I know a lot of people don't, and I get that, and I, on some level, I respect it. I sort of used to be that person, but now I don't. It just sort of makes it's part of how I hold myself accountable. I've talked about that before. I put myself out, my stuff out there on social media just to hold myself accountable, not really to be obnoxious. So hopefully you don't think it's obnoxious. But anyway, comment, let us know what you think. Stay engaged. Please share the show. Give us a rating and review. I really appreciate it. I appreciate you. Thanks for digging into this short episode just to get an extra kind of bonus one out there. I want to do this every once in a while. I like to do it at least once a month, but every week I'm sticking to that Monday mornings, and then the bonuses will come out like Wednesday, Thursday when they come out. All right, folks, thanks for listening. If you made it this far, I hope you are in the process of making today great, making a personal commitment to excellence.